New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, thank you. The Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour brought to you by Thunder Seed. Having a great week. Monday here on South Dakota, Tuesday Dilworth, Minnesota at Thunder Seed headquarters. Today in Grafton at the studios of KXPO Radio. I'm surrounded by fans and equipment and microphones and computers and screens, but we're talking farming and planting. As I came north on I-29 yesterday evening, it was a shocker. There is water far east, as you can see, and in some cases west, can't see the edge of it until you turn west towards Grafton. And then you drive out of it pretty quick, and even yesterday evening, there were some people in the field. And today, widespread, planters, tillage, people doing things, getting the soil ready to be seeded. So let's talk about what is going in the ground up here. Jeff Strubridge from Thunder Seed. How are you this afternoon, Jeff?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. You're motoring through northwest Minnesota. That's your territory as a district manager for Thunder Seed, and you said you've had some conversations with producers today on, well, some of them are thinking of changing their mind, but everybody seems to be staying the course for now, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like we talked about earlier, I mean, people are thinking, but, you know, as of right now, they're pretty optimistic that they're going to stick with what they're originally planned, so, you know, either way, they're either going to plant what they originally planned for maturity on corn, or they'll just drop it down a few days and, you know, get it in the ground. So,
yeah, this spring has been quite the challenge, though. Can you compare this to a spring of any in the past?
You know, I was just talking to a guy this morning, and he said last year was the first time he's ever seen his water holes dried in 30 years. You know, a few years ago, we did have a spring like this, not to this extent, I guess, but, you know, we never had the snow that year like we did this year. But, you know, this year, a lot of the snow we had didn't really have a high moisture content to it. You know, we got more, you know, the rain that we got this spring had more water value in it than the snow, you know. But, yeah, it's been a few years since it's been like this.
I'm visiting up in northeastern Cavalier County, northwest Pembina County last spring. Some farmers stuck seed in the ground in the end of March, some wheat seed. And, of course, they planted it again about a month later. So, yeah, these soil temperatures have really warmed nicely, haven't they? I mean, farmers are going to stick corn, soybeans in the ground, or up here it's canola and spring wheat. They're going to put it in the ground. This stuff is going to germinate almost overnight.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I don't know if you remember or not, but a few years ago, you know, a guy had wheat up on St. Patrick's Day, and, you know, they made a big stink about that, you know, green for St. Patrick's Day. Well, a week later, he was replanting it. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, soil temperature has a lot to do with everything, you know. So, it's definitely in our favor. Every day that goes by, it seems to be getting warmer and warmer. So, if we could just catch a few days of 70 degrees weather and sunshine, and, you know, I think we'll be pretty good.
We had the almost 70 degrees today, but the problem is the half inch of rain that might come tomorrow. We've got cool weather to follow, and maybe some showers, but not as wet next week. So, keeping our fingers crossed. As farmers continue through the last half of May, there's going to be a lot of seed stuck in the ground. They might have to go back and fill in the headlands or some of the wet areas, but guys are, and should they stay the course until for at least another 8 to 10 days?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, you can drive around and see guys that are actually in the field getting them worked. And, you know, like you say, they're leaving off the headlands and they'll come back. And, you know, if they're planting, especially on beans, you know, it's kind of hard to do with corn. I mean, you know, I mean, you can do it if you drop some maturities, but beans, you know, you can plant an 03 and come back, you know, 2 weeks later and plant a 00 and they'll catch right up. You know, they'll be, you won't be able to tell the difference in them. You know, I mean, they'll catch up pretty fast. So, but yeah, I mean, they'll be definitely guys going back in and filling in some low spots and planting the headlands, you know, just to have a full crop. So,
yeah. And as we talked about yesterday, their you know, planting date and maturity levels are one thing, but the herbicide issue and weed management strategy that guys have is another thing. And maybe they just need to stick with that weed management, Enlist or Extend, whatever works for them. They should stick with what works, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, in this, but the technology we have nowadays, and, you know, I mean, these bigger farmers, I mean, they can have their crop planted in, you know, 4 to 7 days, depends on how big of fields they got and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely, this definitely wouldn't be the year to be swapping up things as far as chemicals and stuff like that. So, I mean, if they just kind of stick the course, it should work out pretty good.
For sure. All righty. Well, whether it's corn or soybeans, what seems to have been flying off the shelf here towards the end of your seed selling season, Jeff?
You know, it's actually, you know, it's probably 50-50 of both. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, couldn't get the maturity of corn they wanted, you know, and so, I mean, yeah, you're always going to have those guys that don't buy anything until 2 days before they go in the field, you know, so it's nice that we have the, you know, availability to take care of those guys. And I mean, yeah, it's probably 50-50, honestly. And I mean, especially in the last week and a half, we've had corn go out the door, beans go out the door, and some of it, like you say, guys just booked it last week. So
And again, whether it's Enlist or Extend or the Extend Flex, a lot of great traits out there that help farmers manage the weeds, which seem to be really flush. We got a great crop of weeds already out there. Hey, I saw some guys flying around last night putting herbicide pre down by plane up here around Grafton. So tip of the hat to AgMax up here.
Oh, yeah, there's... You'll definitely see a lot of planes flying around, you know, even, you know, a lot of these guys that putting fertilizer or whatever they can get in a plane, they'll be planting it. So.
You bet. And there's been years where they've seeded by plane.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, there'll be guys that'll just, you know, I don't know so much this year, but I've seen it in the past where they'll just spread wheat with a floater and whatever they need to put down, they put down and go with it, you know, so.
Farmers are inventive, creative, and efficient, for sure. All right, and they rely on Thunder Seed for some great options. Jeff, how do producers get a hold of you to talk about what they should be putting in this spring?
Just go to our website, thunderseed.com, and you can find your local dealer, your local DSM, right at the top of the page, and all of our numbers, emails are on there, and just give us a call, and we will certainly do our best to get you what you need.
All right, and you have done that year after year. Thank you for that, Jeff Strobridge, Thunderseed, Northern Minnesota, Northeast North Dakota. Have a great rest of the spring, and thank you for sponsoring the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take a break, come back and talk potatoes, and then all of the above with Extension Agent Brad Brummond, and then riding around or three with Tom Canelli up at St. Thomas, all coming up on Farm Talk.